Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind's a hamster, wheel spinning faster than a coffee bean grinder on overdrive. You know that feeling when you just want to hit the snooze button on life itself? Yeah, me too, buddy. That's why we're diving deep into the art of self-care for a healthy mind today. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice, but about building a foundation of resilience and peace that can withstand the chaos of everyday life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Ugh, another podcast telling me to meditate and eat kale," hear me out. This ain't about fluffy feel-good vibes. It's about practical strategies, actionable steps, and real tools you can use to reclaim your mental well-being. Think of it like upgrading your operating system. Just like your phone needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, so does your brain. So, here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care game. 1. Mindfulness. It's not just for yoga instructors. I know. Mindfulness sounds super trendy and maybe even a little cliche. But hear me out. It's about being present in the moment, really noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter that can often hijack our day. Try it. Take 5 minutes right now to focus on your breath. Feel the air entering and leaving your nostrils. Notice the sounds around you. Sounds simple. It is, but it's powerful. 2. Sleep, your brain's best friend. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? Same goes for your brain. Consistent sleep deprivation messes with your mood, focus, and even your physical health. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, ditch the screens an hour before bed, and make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. Trust me, that extra snooze is worth it. 3. Fuel your body right. You are what you eat, or so they say. Junk food might give you a temporary sugar rush, but it's like putting cheap gas in a high-performance engine. Opt for whole foods, fruits, edges, lean proteins that nourish your body and mind. Think of it as giving your brain the premium fuel it needs to function at its best. 4. Move your body, free your mind. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a serious mental health booster. Physical activity releases endorphins, which have mood-lifting effects. Find something you enjoy: walking, dancing, yoga, whatever gets you moving. It doesn't have to be intense, even a short walk can make a world of difference. 5. Disconnect to reconnect. We live in a hyper-connected world, and while technology has its perks, constant stimulation can leave us feeling drained and overwhelmed. Schedule regular digital detox periods, disconnect from your phone, laptop, and social media for a set amount of time each day. Use that time to connect with yourself, your loved ones, or engage in activities that bring you joy. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are flooding your inbox, and your mind feels like it's about to explode. You could succumb to the pressure, get stressed out, and lash out, or you could take a deep breath, remember those self-care strategies we just talked about, and choose a different path. Maybe you step away from your desk for a quick mindful walk outside, take a few minutes to stretch and breathe deeply, or simply close your eyes and visualize yourself in a peaceful place. These small moments of intentional self-care can make a huge difference in how you navigate the storm. Remember, taking care of your mind isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your well-being, your relationships, and your overall happiness. So, start incorporating these tips into your daily routine, one step at a time. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little mental boost. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what self-care practice has worked best for you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, your mind is worth investing in.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.